Hello and thank you for tuning in. We're excited to share a powerful and transformative message with you, brought to you by the Transformers Global Leadership Center. Our vision is focused on raising a new generation of Christian leaders who are called to bring about personal, national, and global transformation. Whether you're looking to deepen your faith, grow as a leader, or make an impact in your community, this message is designed to inspire and equip you to fulfill God's calling on your life. And here's the best part. You can download and listen to all our messages online. Simply visit www.transformersglobal.org and gain access to this life-changing content. You'll find practical insights and spiritual guidance that can help you step into your God-given purpose. Thank you for being part of this movement. Together, we can make a difference in the world. We look forward to walking this path with you.
What we are going to do today is that we are going to be summarizing. I'm just going to jump quick into our conversation today, because we are going to have more like a two session in today's conversation. So the first part is that I'm going to conclude our conversation on becoming God's entrepreneur. I'm going to be bringing it to a conclusion today. Of course, we are going to continuously look into that conversation. You know, then the second part is that I want to show us our process, which I believe that will be what we are doing here, more effective. So I want to share that process with all of us so that we can see the part that we are going to play, and then also how we can benefit the most from the conversation that we've been having. Okay, so the goal of starting the conversation on becoming God's entrepreneur is that I wanted to let us know that it is not the will of God for us to actually live a life of poverty. Okay, and I define poverty by saying to you guys that a poor person is not someone who lacks money, but a poor person is someone who lacks value. So in other words, whenever you lack money in your pocket, whenever you don't have money in your pocket, you know, sometimes I've been at a point in my life where there is no money and I go into depression and I'm thinking, what is wrong with my life? What is wrong with the country? What is wrong? You know, you just imagine all sorts of things, you know, simply because there's no money in your pocket. It affects your self-esteem and you just, you know, think that your life, you know, is not really progressing the way you would want it to. Now, it's okay if that happens to you. But the only thing I want to say whenever that happens to you is the fact that you are not poor because you lack money. So poverty is not an absence of cash. Poverty is an absence of value. So a poor person is not someone who lacks money. A poor person is someone who lacks value, because value is what you exchange for money. Okay, I took an Uber today when I was coming back from work, and luckily the guy who picked me was also a Nigerian. So of course, he started a Nigerian conversation. What is going on social media? He mentioned this pastor. He said, this one is circulating. Does God give money? And he started raising a lot of, you know, biblical conversations. Of course, he didn't know who he was carrying, and he was surprised by the answers I gave him. But of course, one of the issues he mentioned is the fact that, you know, we claim that God can give people money and God can bless people. I said, yes, God can give people money. In fact, almost everything I'm doing today that is profitable was inspired by God. But the challenge where we miss the point is that we don't know how God blesses. So what happens is that we can go to church year in, year out, pray year in, year out. And because we don't understand God's idea of entrepreneurship, God's idea of empowering you and making you wealthy, you pray that prayer in and out over the years and nothing happens, because you forget that anytime you pray a prayer of blessing, anytime you pray a prayer of financial blessing, what God does is that he introduces an idea into your mind. He introduces an idea in your life, because it is that idea that is translated to value that is now eventually translated to cash. So most times we move around looking for money, but what we should be looking for is an idea. Okay, so the currency for exchange for money anywhere in the world is an idea. And that is why even if you want to be a scammer, you must have an idea. You must have a product. Every scammer has a product. So the guy can come to you and say, I have laptop I'm selling. The laptop is 50,000 naira. It is quality. I bought it from this one. Everything is trying to just to convince you that it's a good laptop. Once you transfer the money, you get nothing. Okay? Because the idea is to make it look cheap. So there's a value. Sometimes they send you a picture. There's something. Money can't be exchanged without value. That's what I'm trying to say. And that was how God designed it. So if you want to be someone that has money, you must be a person of value. And I took you guys to the book of Genesis. When God came, the earth was void and without form. So when you look at your life now, you might see that your life does not have form. You might see that your life does not have success, in quotes. You guys should remind me, let me define what success is by the end of this conversation. Success, so when the earth was there, there was no success. But what did God do? God did not go into depression. God did not start complaining what the state of earth was. No. The Bible said that the Holy Spirit brooded upon the waters. And God said, the first thing there is that God took responsibility. It means that for you to change your life, you have to take responsibility. The blame must move away from your country. The blame must move away from your parents, where you are born, anything that is associated to your life. You must take full responsibility of your life. Nothing changes. The key fundamental foundation that drives personal transformation is that you must begin to take responsibility for your life. And God took responsibility. And that is at the heart of entrepreneurship. So you have to create value. And how do you create value? You create value by taking personal responsibility. Money responds to value. So when God said to Abraham, when God said to Moses, I think it's Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, I'm going to give you power to create wealth. The wealth there, as I understand it, as God explained it to me, is talking about value. It was not talking about money. He said, I'm going to make you wealthy. How does he make you wealthy? By surrounding you with resources. They are both tangible and intangible resources. So today you can have a tangible resource for a car or computer, but you can have an intangible resource, which is your skill. For instance, you can be a singer, you can be a good writer. All those things are intangible. So God blesses you with an intangible resource that enables you to receive wealth into your life. That is how it works. Okay? So it is pointless. It is a waste of time, resources, and your life by just hoping that something somewhere around you will be your life. And of course, we have in Africa, for instance, you watch home movies where you see a young girl who is selling tomatoes or by the street, and one rich guy came back from abroad, saw the girl who is selling tomato, and he decides to make the person the wife. You know, so everybody keeps moving around expecting that kind of miracle. You're going to find somebody who is going to do something that will change your life. No, it does not happen that way. The way it happens is that you have to take personal responsibility and begin to create value. You begin to create value. That value is what you now bring to the marketplace, and then you make exchange. So I've introduced the concept of value. If this is your first time, we have some of this conversation online. You can go and download it and listen to it. But I'm reiterating this because it is the foundation of everything that you are going to be doing. The foundation is value. The foundation of wealth creation is value. If you don't understand how to build value, then you would never be a successful person. And I think it was the second day, if you check Becoming God's Entrepreneur on our website, part two, I detail the process of creating value. How do you create value? We have discussed that process, okay? And of course, last week I mentioned that relationship is also key. Relationship is also key. Okay, if you are going to be a person of value, you must learn to think beyond yourself. Okay, creating value is not just to benefit you. You are not trying to create value because you want to replace income. You are not trying to create value because you want to, you know, people will tell you you need to have different streams of income. Yes, I understand all that. There's nothing wrong with that. But that is not the goal. If the focus is to create an extra source of income, you are going to struggle. And that is why most times we even give up before the results start manifesting. But if the goal is for impact, if the goal is to make, you know, meaningful contribution to life, you see, you are likely going to stay longer in that game. And then, of course, it won't take long and it will become something of greater reward for you. Okay? Almost everything I'm doing in life, including this transformation that we are having today, started by different conversation. Of course, God has been speaking to me about this, giving me processes, showing me. But as I began to interact with people, sometimes they will ask me questions about their life, about their purpose. I will discuss with them. They will come back and tell me, you know, the way you explained it to me is just different. The way I've been hearing it. Thank you. This has helped me. I've seen me having conversations with that. Last year, I had a conversation with someone. And immediately after talking to the person, I just felt in my heart, many people might be going through this. Many people might be struggling with this. Why not create the conversation? Boom. Prayerfully, that was how Transformers Global was born. Okay? So it's not always driven by, I want to make profit. It's driven by, how can I make impact? And then we even say people in the secular. So when you talk about Elon Musk or when you talk about Bill Gates, those guys are not necessarily in the marketplace because they want to become the richest men in the world. No. They wanted to create value. And they created value. It becomes so powerful. It reached everywhere in the world until the point that it made them the richest people. Dangote never had a dream. I see young people today, somebody asks them, what would you like to do? What would you like to become? Say, I want to become the richest person in Nigeria. Dangote never had a dream of becoming the richest man in Nigeria. Dangote only started small with what he had. He started building, creating relationships, expanding what he was doing. And then years later, he became the richest man in Africa. So it is by offering value, consistently offering value. And then the next point I want to mention in terms of relationship is that you cannot grow anything you have until you have relationship, until you involve people. Okay, so people are critical. So entrepreneurship is not just a solo practice where you sit down somewhere and you are just trying to make your do everything on your own to create a vision. No, you have to engage people, you have to involve people. So I believe I'm going to share the transformation process at the end of my teaching. And I believe that when you engage people in what you do begins to grow. It begins to accelerate. So you see, when God was creating the earth, God didn't create the earth alone. So you see, in the Bible, it said, let us make man. Let us make man. It's a group assignment. And even when he made man, he also made man to partake in his own assignment. So he made us co-creators. So by creating man, there was an extension of God that could extend God's life, that could extend everything that God has and whatever value that God creates. So when we invent AI today, it is still God creating, but creating through us. It is still God manifesting his greatness, manifesting his power, manifesting his glory. But now he is not just somewhere trying to manufacture all these things. You can see how human beings have multiplied the earth with so much creativity, with so much power, with so much influence by God allowing that system to go beyond it. So the fourth part that we should talk about is systems. So when God created the earth, he did something that is very, very unique, something that is powerful. He organized the earth around what we call systems. Okay, so you see there is sun and the moon, there are stars, there is water, there is osmosis, there is evaporation. You know, whatever that is supposed to regulate the system was designed to function independent of God. Okay? Let me put it this way. There is nothing like a small idea. No idea is small. Okay? There is nothing like an idea is not enough to make you a millionaire. Every idea can make you a millionaire. If not for time, I would have asked you guys to give me examples. But I'll give you some example now. There is no idea that cannot make you a millionaire. Every idea can make you a millionaire. The reason why your idea is not making you a millionaire is that it is still dependent on you. You have not turned it into a system. When you turn an idea into a system, it gives it room to grow. Why? It involves people and it involves structures that makes it to grow beyond you. So let me give you an instance. You are selling oil in your street. Okay, so what you just do is that you sell oil. Okay, cooking oil. And you sell, maybe every day you make like 1,000 naira. Okay, and in a month, 30 days, you make like 30,000 naira. So it's not even enough to take care of your personal needs. And what happens is that we might be looking at, okay, how do I make more money? This oil I'm saying is not enough. So how do I? So let me tell you how to translate it. Think of ways to turn the oil you are selling into a system. The moment you turn it, if you can succeed in turning it into a system, what happens is that you are going to multiply that income. So let me give you a practical instance. Let's say, for instance, that you are selling the oil, okay, and then you have a son, and you open another station where that your child can be selling oil, okay, and then you have somebody who wants to work with you. You open another station where they can be sell the same oil, the same quantity. So what happens is that because there are three arms, two working independent of you, while you are generating 30,000, your son is generating another 30,000 from their own depot. The other person you recruited is generating another 30,000. And because you now need to pay them salary, let's say the salary is 10,000. You now take out 10,000, give the person who is assisting you in the other depot, and then you bring home 20,000 plus the other 30,000. What the same oil that you are selling, but you have increased that income from 30,000 naira monthly income to 80,000 naira. So what happened is that you simply introduced system around the idea. So the idea was just you trying to make money. So it's like you see people open supermarkets, for instance. What they are doing is that they open one shop, and then when that shop looks like they've understood how that happens, how it works, today we even call it a franchise, they start thinking, okay, how do I multiply what I'm doing now so that I can have other shops? I remember when I left secondary school, I had a friend in Enugu then who was selling phones, and he just had only one shop in Enugu. By now, after so many years, he has nothing less than 26 shops across Nigeria, doing extremely well. What happened is that he turned it into a system. He has a software that he uses to monitor all the shops from one single location. So he turned it into a system. So if one shop was giving him 1 million naira every month, by creating 26 shops, he is now making nothing less than 26 million naira every month. So as an entrepreneur, you must know how to think in terms of systems. So let's say somebody, you are running a restaurant, for instance, you know how to cook. You have perfected the system of cooking. People like your food. What's the next thing to think of? How do I create a system around my cooking? Can I be able to develop a recipe? Can I be able, that is why, for instance, you go to places like fast foods, they will tell you, okay, Mr. Biggs or KFC or McDonald's. What happened is that whatever they were doing well, they turned it into a system, distributed that system, it became a global brand. And what happened is that instead of just settling for making $1,000 every month, they are now able to make billions of dollars every year simply by turning their idea into a system. So let me say it again. No idea is small. No matter what you are doing, everything that you are doing can experience exponential growth. But how do you do that? You have to introduce system in it. You have to figure out how to build a system around it. It has to go beyond you. It has to go beyond your idea, beyond your structure, beyond what you've envisioned. It has to grow bigger. That was why when God created Adam and he came to the Garden of Eden, the moment God created, how do I say this? God is no longer doing anything new on earth. God only opens our eyes to what he has already done. When the Bible says that God rested, God is not, I might say something now that might just, you know, sound too big and too difficult for some people. But God is no longer making miracles. Miracles is a product of us. Well, I can still explain it to you. Okay, so that was why when Jesus had a conversation with his disciples, he said, by your faith, you can move this mountain. So it means that miracles don't happen because you pray to God. Miracles happen as a result of your faith in God. It is the action that you put through faith that produces miracle. It is my action. So I can pray for you and you'll be healed. But you are not just healed because God left heaven to heal you. No, it's because I have faith that if I pray for you, that you can be healed. And when I acted on that faith, you become healed. Because God has created. So that was why when he came down and he saw Adam, he will now bring the animals and he will ask Adam, what do you think? What do you think about this? And the Bible said that whatever Adam called it, it became. What was happening is that God was trying to train Adam. He was trying to help Adam to understand that I've done my part. This is the time for you to do your part. And from there, creation started. From there, we have made wood. We have made buildings, a lot of beautiful artifacts from just wood. We have created computer from just a sand, silicon, that is resting somewhere. And everything that we have been able to do today is because God was able to draw us out. It's very important to think about it in terms of systems. And then the last thing I also want to mention to you in becoming God's entrepreneur is that you must measure, and that is certain quality outcomes. You must measure. Most of us run businesses that we don't measure. Most of us run ideas that we don't measure. Okay, so there's no measurement for your accounting. There's no measurement for your products. There's no measurement for your systems. There is nothing is measured. And if you are not measuring anything, you won't have excellence. So what I do today is I'm a digital product analyst. And I know about analysis, you know, in Nigeria, but doing analysis outside Nigeria is mind-blowing. It's something else. Is something else. We track everything to the detail. We track everything to the detail. If you visit our website, you want to know why you visited. You want to know when you were there, what were you doing? How were you doing it? How does it affect other users? How do we improve it? And like I said once before, we can quantify a change. We can quantify how much we can make by just changing an aspect of a website. I shared with you guys, I think last week or last 2 weeks, how a lady who was doing publishing her video, her shorts on YouTube, discovered that a short that she posted was not doing well. Okay. And then she looked at the analytics, noticed that when people watch it, it comes to a particular point. It reduces, the traffic reduces. And then she now opened the video and began to look at it and noticed that there was one particular second that is as if that is causing the problem. And she deleted that second. Just imagine a 2 minute video. She deleted a second from a 2 minute video. Then what happened was that the viewing also moved from 1,000 to millions just by deleting a second. When I was listening to her, I said, wow, she's just 19 years old. She's a millionaire already. But you can see the amount of energy and dedication she puts into what she's doing. It's not just that she's praying, she's studying, she's looking, what can I improve? What can be done right? What can be changed? There's constant improvement. Every growing organization must go through constant improvement, because what worked today will not work tomorrow. What worked tomorrow will not work next tomorrow. So there is a constant evaluation of the processes. How are we doing today? How did we do last month? Even some of us, you have to be doing it concerning your personal life. How did I do last month? How did I do last year? You must evaluate in terms of knowledge, in terms of the books I've read, in terms of the relationships I've built, in terms of my income. How am I doing? You must measure. Whatever you don't measure will not grow. So God gave us time so that we can measure. That's the reason God gave you years. Years is to measure. So you can count it, you count it months, you count it 5 years. You say, okay, after 5 years, David says, teach us to number our days. He's not just talking about you just keeping count of your age. Of course, you know how old you are, but he's talking about you, you know, evaluating your life in response to the quality of the kind of life you want to create. So this is how I summarize it. This is how I summarize it, so that I can be able to move into the next thing that I want to do. As God's entrepreneur, you must be a person of value. You must be a person of value. Create value. Money responds to value. Influence responds to value. Everything you do in life responds to value. Okay? And when God wants to bless you, whenever you pray a prayer of blessing, what God does is to introduce a thought to you. I remember when I ran for election in 2019, it just came into my thoughts to write a book. It just came like a thought. I met somebody who also ran for election because I didn't really believe that I had what it takes to write a book. I met the guy, I said, let's write a book. You know, he just kept on stalling. I said, you ran for election, let's just come together, put our ideas together and write, you know, our experience so that other people who are going to run for election in the future can know what to do and know what to plan. He said he was just reluctant during NSAS when the riots was breaking out. And then also there was lockdown. Most people were not moving out. That was when I sat down and I wrote that book in a space of 1 month because there were no distractions. I wasn't going out. There was nothing. There was nothing to do. Penned down that book in 1 month. I never knew that book would make me to have a handshake with the Vice President of Nigeria. Simple idea gave me influence. Simple idea. So sometimes what you are thinking that is going to bring a blessing into your life and you are pursuing it, if it's not something that is a product of value, production, something. I said it the other time that there was a time I was praying and asking God for wealth, asking God for blessings, and the Holy Spirit kept on telling me production, 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 production. In one of those encounters, I had God tell me, you are a person of many books. There are certain things I'm saying in this meeting just to help you guys understand what I'm saying. And then when you start seeing it, you understand why. I felt the Holy Spirit telling me, you are a person of many books. You're a person of many books. I was in my hotel room in America when I was praying that prayer. He said, you're a person of many books. And he started giving me example. You call certain people and say, you look at this man, you see this man. Your life is in the direction of this man. God was giving me models. So wealth is not just going to happen because you pray. Wealth is going to happen because you understand value. And then you take personal responsibility to become a person of value. Okay? And then you build quality relationships that helps your business grow. The last one is that, the fourth one is that you turn your business into a system. And by turning your business into your system, what happens is that you maximize its profit and you increase its sustainability. And then, of course, the last one is that you must measure your business. You must track every aspect of your business must be tracked. How many customers came into your office this month? How many customers came into your... The first time I saw the power of tracking is when we started a shop in a mall when I was in South Africa. I've been around quite a bit. And we opened the shop in a mall. And everything was counted. The number of legs, the number of cars, everything was counted. And why was it counted? Because it has to be used for planning. It's used for quality planning. It's used to even estimate how much money we are supposed to bring in this year. Or what do we do? So let me give you an instance. Where I work is a debt management company. So we had a meeting today. We had a management meeting today. So one of the reports we got in the management meeting today was that we discovered that in the month of January, we did not meet our targets. So the question is, why didn't we meet our target? What happened? And then we discovered that because of the expenses that happened from November to December, many people enter November not being able to meet their commitments. So one of the strategies that has been designed to take care of that is that starting from this year, once we are getting to August, September, October, we need to offer people an opportunity, whether through discounts or anywhere, offer them an opportunity to secure their January commitment ahead of Christmas spending. Because by the time they are done with Christmas spending, it's going to affect our business by January. Did you see that? So it's not just magic. Somebody has to be thinking. You're going to be asking yourself questions. So when people don't just go to church and say, hey, there's no market today. There's no market. Find out, why was there no market? Did any event happen in town? Did anybody come to town? Is there another bigger business? Is there another competitor that opened beside you? Why is there no market today? They say this month is down. Don't just go and pray and sow seed and say, ah, Lord, let my business go. No, ask yourself, why was this month down? Because there are people who don't pray, but they are continuously growing simply because they are measuring. They are measuring. Why did my income go down? Don't just say, ah, you need to bind. Yes, I'm not against binding. I'm not against the powers of the enemy. But what I'm trying to say is that, he said, true wisdom is a house built. True understanding is the house expands. And he said, it continues to grow. The Bible, this is the Bible now, by keeping abreast of the facts. He said that it begins to grow exponentially. By keeping abreast of the facts. What are the facts? Business decisions. You need to understand what is happening in terms of the economy. And that is why, for instance, under personal responsibility, I have to tie it up now. Under personal responsibility, I forgot to mention that you have to increase your capacity. You have to build your capacity. And that is knowledge. Whether it is through books, whether it is taking additional course. Don't just say, oh, I'm doing restaurant business. No, go and buy a book on business. What you are doing is business. Whether it is restaurant or you are selling oil or you are selling books or whatever you are doing business. Go and look for quality business books and study. Build your capacity for growth. Build your capacity for wealth creation. Build your capacity for driving value. And that is how whatever you are doing, you know, expands. Okay. Thank you very much. So I think we've tied it up here. Some of the other concepts we introduce, like how to create value, you can find it on the website. So I will encourage you to go download for yourself and then listen, share with others. And I'm sure it's going to be a blessing to someone. Amen. One of the things I want you to understand is that find a way to study systems. Look at systems. Okay. Systems is what will make whatever you are doing that looks like a small idea become something great. So you see, Bill Gates started computer. Okay. Started selling Windows for personal computer. Okay. But he's not just selling in America. They discovered a way to sell in Africa, to sell in Asia. So the more people buy their products, the more money they make. So for instance, you have a business and what you are selling is 100 products in a day. So you have a restaurant and you are selling 100 food in a day. The question is, how can I sell 1,000 food in a day? If you can figure out how to sell 1,000 food in a day, then you are going to be making millions. You say, okay, but figuring it is difficult. That is why few people are successful. Because not everybody wants to pay the price to figure out what it takes to be wealthy. Not everybody wants to pay the price to go through the process. Not everybody wants to pay the price to study, to buy the book, sit down and study, go through it, find out what is wrong. I said, even in churches, no pastor is successful because of the grace of God, the way we say it. No pastor is successful because of anointing oil. No pastor is successful because another bigger pastor is praying for them. When you enter any church that is successful, you will see what makes them successful. You will see quality management. You will see quality individuals. You will see quality systems. You will see what drives their growth. It's not just prayer. So any prayer that leaves 100% responsibility on God is not a genuine prayer. Every genuine prayer must bring five key things into your life. Five key things. First of all, it must bring purpose. When you encounter God, you discover your purpose. It must bring personal responsibility. You must be able to build relationship. Even Jesus Christ came on earth, he chose 12 disciples. You must be able to build relationship. If not, your idea will not grow. It is people that make your idea grow. whether they are advisors, whether they are mentors, whether they are people that work with you. If you don't have people, you will not grow. You will be stuck with your idea and you will remain where you are for the rest of your life. If you want to expand, you must introduce people into what you are doing. That is why people look for business partners. That is why people look for business partners. Why? Some even look for people who will partner with them, not because they will introduce money, but because I like the way you think. Come and help me figure this thing out. The next one is what? Systems. And then the final one is what? You must set high quality performance for your business. Okay. So I want to share with you, I want us to make certain changes, especially because we are talking about quality performance. So I've also been analyzing what we are doing in Transformers. Okay. I've been analyzing our weekly meetings. I did that analysis after December. We did 2 months. I did an analysis. We entered this January. I made some changes. We have done some few analyses by end of February. And then we are going to be implementing a new change. And this new change is what I want to, you know, explain to you guys. So that everybody can plug into it. I believe that the way, if we just continue with this Tuesday meeting the way we are doing it, it's going to wear us out. Okay. And then if I also continue with the group that I meet with on Mondays, it's also going to wear me out. So I've discovered that what we have currently is not sustainable. Okay, so went back to the drawing board and prayerfully tried to find out how do we turn what we are doing into a way that it can be of benefit to everyone and to be able to attract more people who can benefit, you know, through what we are doing. So I want to share with you what I call our transformation process. So what I've designed here is what we call the transformation process. Okay. And what the transformation process is going to do is to put a process around what we are doing in such a way that it can make it effective and it can make it successful. So one of the things I want to mention is that there are people who are joining us this week, or maybe there are people who are joining us who are going to be joining next week. You know, so because people join at different level, meeting us at different points, we also need to have a system and a guide that helps, you know, define what the process is to help those individuals bring transformation in their life. Remember, the goal of this conversation is first to help you experience personal transformation. Okay. So what we are trying to do is to put a process around that personal transformation in such a way that it can help you to even measure your own growth, measure your own effectiveness. At every point in time, you know where you are going. So everything we are doing in our transformation process is to help you in these 5 key areas. So the transformation process has 5 key areas. First one is your personal purpose. Second one is personal leadership. The third one is your personal relationship. The fourth one is your personal strategy. And then the fifth one is your personal outcome. Everything that we are going to be doing will revolve around these five processes. Okay, everything I'm going to be teaching you, everything. So I understand under God that if you have these 5 key processes in your life, nothing will make you not to be a successful person. And let me define what success means. Now, success is not that you have a car. Success is not that you have a house. Success is not that you can go to burial and spray money. Success is that you are able to set and achieve the goals you set. That is what success means. So, and that is why success can be different for different people. When God helped me understood this, I now realize that actually, to a very great extent, I am an extremely successful person. Let me not sound maybe that I'm, you know, using too much words on myself. I consider myself a successful person. When God explained this to me, He took the pressure off my shoulder. So if you enter a year, for instance, and you set a goal for your business and say, this is what I want to achieve for my business, or you set a goal for your family, or you set a goal for yourself, or you set a goal for your kids, if at the end of the day or at the end of that year, you achieved what you plan to do, you are successful. That is what makes a successful person. So a successful person is someone who is not able to set and achieve goals. That's who an unsuccessful person is. So an unsuccessful person is not that you don't have a car, or you don't have your own house, or you are squatting with somebody, or living in the village. No. An unsuccessful person is that you are not able to set and achieve goals. A successful person is someone who is able to set and achieve goals. So if your goal this year is to get a job, you have achieved success. If your goal to this year is to get a house, you have achieved success. Not that the house is success in itself, but you setting and achieving goal makes you a successful person. I hope that is clear. So the goal of this transformation process is to take us through that journey of personal purpose, personal leadership, quality relationship, building strategies, personal strategy, and then setting quality outcomes. Okay, so what we have been able to do is to put this into a course. Okay, so what you are seeing now is going to be taught as a course, and then I mentioned that there are three basic ingredients that makes a successful transformation journey. Three basic ingredients for me. Okay, one is that you have to take personal responsibility. Okay, taking personal responsibility means that you have to set clearly defined goal, clearly defined process for your life. The second thing is that you need some form of accountability system. Many of us are not achieving success because we are alone. You are doing it alone. You are doing it all by yourself. You are trying to, nobody figures out everything by themselves. Can I shock you? Even God does not figure out everything by himself. Even God, let me say it again. For some of us who are too religious that we just ascribe, even God. In the first creation, he said, let us create man. He didn't say, I'm going to create man. I'm the Almighty God. I have everything. He said, let us make man in our image. The Bible also makes us that in heaven, God has 24 elders who sit on throne together with him. What do you think the elders are doing there? They are having conversations. They are discussing plans. They are discussing agendas. So you can't do life alone. You are not designed to do life alone. I met a young man. I was talking to him about marriage, and he was, you know, saying, must everybody marry this one, that one, this one. I said, that means you are wiser than God. Even when God created man, God himself, Adam didn't know. God himself said it's not good for a man to be alone. It was God who said it. That it is not good for a man. A man in that context also means both male and female. He said that it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a help meet suitable for him. So I'm not saying that, okay, go and marry. No. What I'm trying to say is that your idea also requires some form of support. You need somebody to go through your idea. You need a helpmeet suitable for that business idea, suitable for that process. So part of what we are doing is that we are introducing everybody who is going to be part of this process must be involved in a group. So you are going to be involved in a group. There has to be a group. There has to be an accountability group. There has to be a forum, more like a club, designed to help you in the journey. Okay? So I said that you must take personal responsibility. Then you need a community. You need a community. A community is very, very important. If you take personal responsibility and you have a community around your vision, around your life, it is bound to succeed. Okay? So part of what I'm going to do is that starting from next week, Monday, I'm going to start this Transform Your Life course. Okay? So the goal is that these five parts is going to take us 5 weeks. Okay? So 1 week per session. So this is going to take us 5 weeks to go through. Okay, so the plan is that we are going to jump into it right in. Some of the things I'm going to say in this process, I'm going to be repeating it. It's fine. But the idea is that I'm turning this now into a course so that even by next month, when somebody joins us and the person is new, the person can just go through the same process that everybody is going through to be able to understand what we are doing, why we are doing it, and how it's going to help them. And what also means is that this can now become a system and it is reproducible. And then what happens is that the impact can be exponential. Of course, we must be practicing what we are teaching. Is that not what they say? Charity begins at home. Okay. So, and then it is also measurable. So we can measure those who are taking this course, the impact of those who are taking this course, and the productivity that is bringing into their life. I've been having conversation with you guys for maybe up to 5 to 6 months now. I don't think we have a proper system that could measure each individual and say, okay, this is their outcome and this is the level of their growth over this season. When we have this transformation process, it will be able to help us do that. So there's going to be a 5-week course. I'm thinking it's going to be starting next week Tuesday. So next week Tuesday is going to be for this course. Okay. So anybody you want to invite to start this journey, next week Tuesday might be the best time to start them, to help them to start this journey. Okay. Next week Tuesday might be the best time. Okay. So between now and Monday next week, we are going to be bringing out a new flyer. So a new flyer is going to come out this night, at most by tomorrow, that is going to specifically promote this course. Okay. So what happens is that between now and Monday, people will have opportunity to register for this particular course that we are going to start implementing from Tuesday next week. Okay, so I'm going to change the link of the meeting. So anybody who is not registered will no longer be able to participate. Okay, and then we are also going to provide few guidelines. For instance, if you are joining a meeting, make sure that you are joining with your name and all that, so it's no longer come all. So it is not measurable like that. So it's no longer, so the program is free. Okay. We are not going to charge you anything. It's still like that, but we have to measure it. So it's no longer, I come today, I don't come tomorrow, or I just share the link, anybody can come. No, we are changing that process. So from next week, Monday, we are going to do it by course basis. Okay. And then after that course, everybody that have gone through the course becomes members officially, and they will now be attending our monthly meetings, our weekly meetings. So we are still going to keep our monthly meetings after the course. So all of us, compulsorily, will go through the course from Monday till, I think, first or second week of April. I think it's going to end on the 7th of April. Okay. So by the end of that course, then everybody automatically start attending that weekly meeting. So the goal of that weekly meeting is that it also helps you to further your understanding, deepen your knowledge on the transformation process that we have started. And then new set goes through that course, joins the transformation Tuesday. So every Tuesday, we are going to be doing what we call the transformation Tuesday. Okay, so the transformation process is by you, first of all, being introduced to that course. So you go through that course, you understand what we are doing. You understand how you are going to build your personal plan. Then after that, you start joining us in the Transformation Tuesday. So even if you decide, okay, that after the course, that someone can join Transformation Tuesday, it's fine. But while you are attending Transformation Tuesday, you must also enroll in that course. So that is the process, okay? So you join Transformation Tuesday, you join a group. So when you join an accountability group, the next thing is that you also go through the course. So one of the things I want to mention is that if you have not registered on the website, I don't have a way of keeping track, please go ahead and register on the website. When you register on the website, I and my team, part of what we are going to do is that we are going to, from this night, break down everybody that have registered on the website into groups. So you are going to be getting a reply through that email. We are going to be replying you. And part of what you are going to get in your reply is the group that you have been assigned to. So everybody has to be in that accountability group. And you need to be in a group before you start the course. So if you don't be in a group, you are likely not going to get the link for the course that will start on Tuesday. So by Tuesday next week, when we are starting that group, everybody needs to, we are starting the course, everybody needs to be in a group so that you can be able to discuss this process, break it down, okay? And in between this course, let me also mention this is very important. While attending this course, during the third week, we need you to set out 2 days that we call vision encounter. Okay? You are going to set out 2 days while you are attending this course. So for those of us who are going to be starting that this week, those 2 days is the 28th and 29th of this month. Okay? And part of what we do, what we want to do on the 28th and 29th of this month, is going to, I call it the vision encounter, vision night. So part of what we are going to do is that for some of the people who are working with me on Mondays, you know, trying to help them develop their life blueprints from their purpose, their mission, their personal goals, the plan is that that weekend, we are going to use it. Everybody is going to be like a work study. Everybody will be involved. So what we are going to be doing is that it will be a focus session on building your life plan or building your life blueprint. So that by the time you are done with week three, at least everybody must have a life plan. It can change, it can improve. For instance, what we are doing now is a change. When I was starting this year, I didn't know we are going to do this. Okay? But prayerfully, we are introducing this. So plans can change. What you are doing can change, but you must be on a plan. So you can see, I am on a plan. There's a goal I'm trying to achieve this year with Transformers Global. There's a target. There's a vision that we want to achieve. So the process, the journey of that vision can change. But what you are trying to achieve is still there. So that is why at the end of that third week, everybody wants to be able to come up with a plan that their life is going to be built on. And that is also what is going to shape that our weekly accountability group that you are involved in, to make sure that your life is moving towards your plan, that you are growing towards your plan, and that you are achieving the things that you are supposed to achieve. Okay? So to summarize, this course is going to be starting on the 11th, which is Tuesday next week. A new flyer is going to come out to address specifically this course. So if you have anybody, I will encourage you, invite your friends, invite your family. This is an opportunity to change your life. Okay? This transformation process, you might see it looks new. I started developing this more than 18 years ago. Okay? More than 18 years ago. God showed me strategically 5 key areas of your life that will make you a person of success, that will make you a person of influence. These 5 key areas. And we are going to be breaking it down starting from next week. Let me just summarize in 30 seconds. After this meeting, what is expected of you? Go to our website online and register. When you register, it will enable me to assign you to a group. Okay? And when you are assigned to a group, it will enable you to start the course that we are starting on Monday, because that course we are starting on Monday is group dependent. There has to be an accountability to what we are doing. Okay? Secondly, is that this Tuesday meeting from next week, we are going to revoke the general link. So anybody who just joins casually will not be able to join again. Alternatively, I can just leave it for maybe next Tuesday for those who didn't meet, who didn't come today. So maybe we can use the same link for those who are going to join us for that first session. Okay, so somebody can join us by mistake by next week, Tuesday, which is 11th, and then I discover that we are running the course. And in that course, I'm now going to introduce a new link so that anybody that joins us that next week who is willing to continue can now continue the process, because maybe they were not here today when I explained it. Okay? Then that day might be the last day to assign them for a group, you know, just to make sure that we carry everybody along. But moving forward, it's going to be a closed group so that we can make sure that what we are pushing forward, we are also achieving. Okay, if there's no question, any feedback?
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for all that you shared tonight, from even the first thing you started talking about, the summary, you know, of the series this last month. And then concerning the transformation process, I must say that I'm really pumped. I really want to be expectant. I know that this will really cause a lot of change, cause a lot of life personally. So I can't wait. I expect that my life will take a new shape at the end of this transformation course. Thank you so much, sir, for all that you are doing and all that you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Any other person? Before we close.
Good evening, sir. And good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As for me, this evening was, I followed everything from the beginning to the end. And at first I was thinking, today just made it clear for me to understand that I actually can do anything on my own. I always feel like, okay, I can handle anything. And I had no idea why I was feeling this whole time. And I felt okay, no matter what it is, being a business or anything, I can handle it. I can do all those things on my own. And this evening, I just got to understand that we need people. We need people to be able to move a business or whatever it is we are doing to another level. We need to work with people to make it a success. And this evening, and many other things, and you shared with us that no idea is small. As for me, there are times where I get some ideas and I'm like, this is not big enough and all of that. And the way you explained it, you said if we turn it into a system, it becomes something that will give us a lot of it just brings increase. Like our expectation is broadened now. At the end of the day, we don't even expect the outcome of it when we turn it into a system. So this evening, from the beginning of the meeting to the end, I've been blessed. I really want to appreciate you, sir. And I'm looking forward to our new course. The courses you have introduced, but for me, mission process. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the course. Thank you for the eye opening. I think I got some most important things I need to know, mostly from the beginning of the class, the point of your value, and then where you made mention the clarity between poverty and the other side, that in poverty, those statements you made, that poverty is not something that you just find only, but you also need some ideas, put them together and sell value. So all of these things, I think I begin to see with the new lenses that this thing, I need this transformational understanding mind. And I think I'm blessed so far, and I'm also trusting God. I'm looking forward for the course you have introduced to. Thank you very much, sir. I'm indeed grateful. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please do follow us on our social media handles on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Transformers Global LC, on Twitter X at TGlobalLC.